KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Another edition of WagerWise as July winds down. Next week, we'll be chatting with Jay Rood, the Senior Risk Manager at BetWorks. But today, checking in once again with Jake at Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. And Jake, still a lot going on, especially in Major League Baseball. Lots of baseball games earlier today, some games coming up tonight. But the last couple days, we got to hurry because I believe today is the final day, but you guys have a promotion centered on home runs and Major League Baseball.
Yeah, exactly. I think I teased this last week a little bit, and we've done this promotion before. It's definitely a fan favorite, but your first between July 26th and July 28th, so if you haven't placed an MLB wager yet, you still have a chance tonight. But if you place a $50-plus MLB wager on an MLB game, every home run hit in that game, you'll get a $5 free bet. And this isn't capped at any free bet amount, so you can get as many home runs or hits. Kind of unlimited there. But as I always say, make sure you go to the website or on the app and go to the terms and conditions page to make sure you understand what you're qualifying for and how it all works.
Jake, the Olympics roll on, and how can folks get in on the action if they haven't already?
We're accepting wages for the Olympics. The state kind of regulates a little bit what we can and can't accept due to some underage people on some teams and some of the sports. But definitely I encourage everyone, if you're looking to get in on the Olympic action, just go to the website or app and go to the wager offerings. It'll be right there in the menu. And we've got tons of different sports to wager on, men's basketball, some water polo, handball, all kinds of fun stuff. So make sure to check that out.
Has there been an Olympic event that has drawn more interest? What's the most popular event so far people have been wagering on?
We saw a lot of action on men's basketball, as you can imagine. The first the USA team upset was kind of a pretty big upset in the book as well. So that kind of has taken the cake so far.
And I imagine soccer will probably be pretty popular as well, especially with the women's national team looking to advance. UFC, always a topic of conversation here. We got a big event coming up next month, and you guys are going to be sort of the unofficial home for it here in this part of the state.
Yeah, exactly. So the next UFC is August, or big UFC event is August 7th. So come down to Riverside. Like I've kind of been saying every week, we'll be showing every major UFC from now through the end of the year. That is confirmed. So no cover, no charge. Come down to draft day at Riverside. Some great craft beers on tap, and we have food there during the UFC events as well. And then kind of going along with that, being a locally owned sportsbook, we've become a sponsor of the North Iowa MMA fights, kind of a local Iowa, UFC style league. So their first fight that we're sponsoring is the events this weekend in Mason City. So check that out, July 31st. They have a streaming service online that you can watch live. We're also going to be streaming it live down at our property as well. But it'll be pretty exciting to see some local fights and showing some local fighting events as well going forward.
All right, great stuff. As always, Jake, we appreciate it. EliteSportsbook.com is the website. You can head there to get signed up. Don't even need to visit in person anymore. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. There is a UFC event this weekend as well on ESPN, UFC Vegas 33, headlined by Uriah Hall and Sean Strickland. Strickland, the $2.10 favorite there. Uriah Hall, a pretty good fighter there. Looking forward to watching that this weekend. And take a look, Alex, the Olympics. It really is, it's very confusing as to, you look at different states and what is offered in Illinois versus what's offered in Iowa. The restrictions here are very tight, as Jake mentioned, involving younger athletes. It's just better safe than sorry. But most of your favorites are there. You know, the Olympic basketball, soccer, you name it. Right now, you can still wager on the men's basketball games coming up. I mentioned this yesterday. The times, difficult to keep track of all of the times. And as far as, are we talking tonight, tomorrow morning, what's going on?
And I said this earlier in the show. I'll say it again. NBC has done a terrible job with this, but not realizing that we live in a very instant information society. So tape delaying men's basketball games that start at 11:40 don't exactly do you a whole lot of good. But I'm sure there are going to be some more things to wager on. And the men's basketball team getting into the win column last night, so I have to imagine moving forward the women's team going for gold, playing in the gold medal game coming up, and the Elite Sportsbook is a place to place your bets, even if there is a little confusion or a lot of confusion at this point.
The Week 1 NFL lines are available at EliteSportsbook.com as well. Still looks like they are holding off on putting that Green Bay-New Orleans game back on the board. That's been down for quite some time. But the Bears and Rams in Week 1, kind of attractive. Now, a lot of people are on the Rams as a possible Super Bowl team this year. That's going to be the initial Sunday night game this year, the Rams. A touchdown favorite at home over the Bears. The assumption is Andy Dalton will be the starting quarterback in that game. We'll see how things play out over the course of training camp. Be interested to see when that Green Bay-New Orleans game line goes back up, just exactly what it is.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers at this point, there's going to be some adjustment going on with the risk team and finding out what things are going to look like for that team. And they go from maybe the not even close to the pick to win the division to not just the favorite to win the division, but one of the favorites in the NFC with a very motivated Aaron Rodgers. So I know a lot of Packers fans in the area are ready to place some bets and maybe a little bit rejuvenated now that they found out that number 12 is back in the building.
Lots of baseball on tap tonight. As Jake mentioned, they do have the home run promotion there. $5 per home run in the game that you wager, as long as it's a $50 wager. So there's 7 home runs. It's a $35 free bet coming your way. The Cubs are looking to continue their series at home tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. Kind of even money across the board there between the Reds and the Cubs, both at -110 on the money line. Get the Cubs on the run line, +1.5 runs at -165. The total tonight, shaded on the under. Under 10 is at $1.20, -$1.20. Over 10, paying back even money right now, assuming that maybe the wind will be blowing in a little bit tonight. I usually don't see even money on the over, unless that's the case at Wrigley Field. White Sox and Royals, boy, that's been an entertaining series to date as well. Lucas Giolito going for the White Sox tonight, who are $1.75 favorite at Kauffman Stadium. And if you're up late, you got the Rockies and the Angels. Shohei Ohtani hitting another home run last night. Angels a $2.10 favorite on the money line. And the Dodgers and the Giants. Walker Buehler taking the mound tonight for LA and San Francisco, and that's why the Dodgers are a slight $1.30 favorite on the money line there.
Yeah, Walker Buehler has been one of the better pitchers in baseball this season, and the slate tonight is an interesting one. And you look at the Dodgers playing some decent baseball, and we're in a little bit of the dog days period of the season, and I'm excited next week, Todd, to get a look at some of these game lines next week when several of these teams may be looking at looking a little bit different after the trade deadline.
Speaking of looking different, the Big 12, we still don't know what the Big 12 is going to look like in the future, but heading into this season, still the same 10 teams, and the odds for the Big 12 championship game are still available at EliteSportsBook.com as well. Oklahoma continues to be the betting favorite to be the Big 12 champion this season, -$1.70. Iowa State fans, if you think the Cyclones can win the conference this year and win the conference championship game, plus money on Matt Campbell and the Cyclones right now, +240 to win the Big 12 championship game this year. Texas is paying back 3-1, Oklahoma State 7-1, and then you start to get into the long shots after that. Who knows what conference championship games will be involving Iowa State in the near future. Continue to monitor what's going on with conference expansion. Mention EliteSportsbook.com, the website. You can check out everything that's available there. They do have the Week 1 NFL lines available, as well as football futures. If you want to wager on the Super Bowl winner, division winners, you name it, they've got it at EliteSportsbook.com. And as Jake reminded everybody, Olympics wagering still available as well. Some markets are more limited than others, but you can check out and see what they have. Also, check back and see. Sometimes the lines aren't posted until a little bit closer to the event. So EliteSportsbook.com, they've got some great sign-up bonuses and promotions going on. You can head to EliteSportsbook.com/promos for more details.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at EliteSportsbook.com.